difference if you change causal to injury.
Hang on. We have Michael and Dorothy both speaking.
Okay, Michael, and then Dorothy.
Just in the interest, because there are things in the first statement that are both stronger and potentially problematic, I would be interested in seeing how many could support changing the word causal to contributory in statement one, and how many could get behind that. Since we've changed the can to increases in second. First statement,
could you word
causal. Substantial evidence from behavioral science research identifies a contributory relationship between exposure to video game violence and aggressive behavior in children and youth. What that has in there is exposure, as in just watching as well as playing, that the second one does not. But I think the word causal is a real sticking point for a lot of people.
Okay, so there is a proposal on the floor that if we change the word, just take the word causal out and substitute contributory, do I have it correct, Michael? Mm-hmm. How many would be able to sign on to that statement? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're a visual person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, while you're typing, I'm just going to observe.
But Dorothy's got it.
I just wanted to ask a question. When you're talking about the evidence, are you referring to the laboratory experiments only, which I feel do show that causal relationship, but there are field experiments that show just correlations. So I need to know whether you mean the lab experiments.
I think I'll ask myself, and then Craig, who I think is more expert. I think
Paul, Dave, everybody.
When I was part of this conversation, putting this together, the body of research. Craig, I don't know what you would say. You would agree. Okay. So I think we're intending to say the body of research.
Which obviously includes the experiment.
Which includes. Yeah. Okay, so now we have Michael's proposal on the floor, changing the word causal to contributory. So the first statement with that change, how many would feel comfortable signing on to that statement? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We had two who left, so we don't know where they would go, but we've got 12. Yes?
I'd sign on, but I just hate the way it's worded.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I was just going to say that I think it's awkward, and I actually think that there's almost a convergence between the two, because I mean, wordsmithing after a moment would lead the first one to say that video games, or because you've got to get away, I think, from exposure and the point that Michael made. But video game playing or experience with video game playing contributes to aggressive behavior in children and youth. And then you just need to say substantial evidence demonstrates that playing video games contributes to aggressive behavior
violent
in
behavior.
Children. You, okay.
What if we could...
But it's much like point two, if you see. I mean, there's convergence, and it gets at the point I wanted to make earlier before we dropped causal is that the concern for me with that, and I don't... it sounds like we're moving away, but it was exactly the point Craig made yesterday about how causal is interpreted by different audiences, and that causes confusion in a way that probably wouldn't be helpful. Because one of the goals is to get away from confusion about what people are saying and get away from mixed messages, and so I think we want to be sensitive to that.
Maureen, are you keeping track of all of these proposed changes so far? We're okay? Okay, good.
So,
Dale, would you offer some rewording?
They wrote fast.
Do you have a handle on it? Sarah, were you keeping track of what Dale said?
You've already got it?
Go ahead, then I'll bring it up there. Sure.
I guess I have a question. Why are there two separate?
Picking up on the statement that Monica made, have a statement that parents can understand. Part of it is we wanted to capture kind of the more academic rigor But we also need to see if we can stand behind something that is in plain enough English that parents know what we're talking about.
What if we combine them to taking the first part of the first one and pretty much the second one? Substantial evidence from behavioral science research demonstrates that playing video games increases the likelihood of aggressive behavior in children and youth.
Yeah, go right ahead, Doug.
As a non-media person, it's really hard to vote because I don't have every study in my head like you all do. So, I mean, I know there are a lot of correlational studies, a few experimental studies, but not as many.
Experimental studies. Do the experimental studies look at exposure as well as play? Did they look at as many ages of kids? The idea of the causal language covering the range of ages, the range of ethnic groups, genders, exposure versus play. I don't know the data enough to be able to agree about cause across all those elements of that statement. You know, most of our designs are correlational, adding to the variance, increasing risk. That is language that I think is something the parents would be compelled by, but it seems to be more... cover more of the body of work that you've got than, I'm sorry, Craig, the C word.
I'm wondering, here's an idea that I just had, is we identify, so we don't misrepresent, that we identify the number of people in the room who feel like they know the research literature well enough to be able to vote one way or the other. So we have an idea of what our total N is. Okay, people are nodding their heads. So, how many people feel like they are qualified to vote on this question? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I have a question. I don't know personally all of the research, but the folks I represent do. These are statements we've made in the past, so I have no compunction about saying, yes, we can sign on to them. But when you ask, do I know every word of the research, that's a negative.
Well, what I said is, do people feel like they are qualified to vote? Yeah. And some people do and some people don't. So unless anybody changes their vote, we have a total N of 11. Of that N of 11, how many feel like they can sign on to the statement that Doug just... Oops, Karen?
Gene, sorry. There aren't that many studies on children, honestly, unless I'm just totally missing a whole bunch of research. So I think it's a problem to say substantial evidence. And I know that there's a couple studies that are coming out soon, but that's still not, in my view, substantial.
Okay, so that would cause you perhaps to vote no, but conversely, if the word substantial was taken out, would you be more comfortable?
Yes.
So then it would say evidence.
Yeah.
Or
getting rid of children and youth.
Okay.
Craig's got a comment here.
Craig?
Let me point out a couple of things. First of all, if you just look at experimental studies and do the meta-analysis, you get a significant effect of essentially the same effect size as if you just look at correlational studies. Okay? If you just look at studies that have used participants under the age of 17, you get a significant effect. So, that's just what the data show. Now, whether that constitutes substantial, that's a subjective statement or a subjective issue that I can't answer.
It sounds to me like there's hundreds of studies, and there aren't. So that's just my subjective. I'm done.
Okay, so so Gene is suggesting that we strike the word substantial. So Doug is going to strike the word substantial. Pat?
I'm going to vote beyond that.
Are there any concerns about the use of the word behavior? Because some of the research, I think, talks about thoughts, not behavior.
Talked about what?
Thoughts, not behavior. I don't know if the evidence all says behavioral.
Behavioral is more
no,
to the field.
Not to the behavior.
Aggressive behavior. When we do these meta-analyses, the outcome variables are separated into those that focus on behavior. So the meta-analysis, when I say, you look at all the experimental studies on aggressive behavior, that's what I mean. Those are not combined with studies of aggressive thoughts. Those are not combined with studies of physiological arousal. Those are not combined with, so those are all separate meta-analyses for those different outcome variables.
So the statement, as it now stands, behavioral science research demonstrates that playing violent video games increases the likelihood of aggressive behavior in children and youth. Of the 11 people who feel qualified to vote on that, timeout, Dale?
I'm just wondering if we accommodate,
I'm wondering if we accommodate Gene by, and I think Doug mentioned this a minute ago, by dropping children and youth so that you rely more heavily on the adolescents. I don't know if you want to do that or not.
I'm speaking for myself now, not as the convener of the session. I would be opposed to that because I think the whole focus of the summit is children and youth.
Right. I'm just curious, would that accommodate your concern with substantial or not?
Yes. Either way.
That's what I thought, and so that it poses a bit of a quandary, and there may be other ways, which is another way is dropping substantial. I'm kind of a consensus oriented guy.
I'd rather drop substantial than children and youth.
Okay, so Michael is saying he'd rather drop substantial than children and youth.
If I take it to the AAP, that would certainly be important to them.
Okay, we took out substantial, we left in children and youth. Of the 11 people who feel qualified to render an opinion, how many would be willing to sign on to that statement?
Concerned.
This is different than the one you had up.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Do we want evidence from, or do we just want it starting at behavioral?
Just behavioral.
Okay. Every time we make a change, more hands go up. Dale, and then
Lori. I was trying to. I was still voting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's from Florida.
Let's see where we are. Of the 11, how many would feel comfortable signing on to that statement?
As an individual at this point.
As an individual. Noted that Marjorie is signing on as an individual, not as the representative of the pediatrics. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. Thank you for your pardon.
Susan's out.
She didn't consider herself an expert.
No, she didn't consider herself qualified. Correct?
Correct.
You were not one of the 11? Okay. Okay, thank you very much. That's a lot of sausage making, but I think we got there.